It's Monday, and you know what that means on the Intentional Mom Podcast. It means it is time for another mantra. We have these every day, every week on Mondays. It is an opportunity for you to kind of get geared up for the week ahead, get something good to plant your thoughts on, and something empowering to be able to move forward with. Today is among one of my favorites, so I can't wait for you to hear it. Let's jump in.
Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast.
Okay, so today's mantra is I'm going to share it with you today, and I have a lot of different spins on it, but I feel like this is probably the most useful spin on this particular mantra. You ready to hear what it is? I take 100% responsibility for my experiences and results. I take 100% responsibility for my experiences of my experiences and my results. Now, let me explain a little bit about what that means. So on the one hand, that probably feels a little bit convicting, where yes, I have to take responsibility of the outcomes. I have to take, essentially what it's saying is, I am the only one who can take, and I am the only one who can, and I need to take 100% responsibility for the life, my daily realities, what my life looks like. I take 100% responsibility for that. So on the one hand, that can feel convicting because yes, you have to take results. You have to take responsibility for those results. But at the same time, this is a very empowering mantra because so often we can easily find ourselves feeling like we have to wait for a particular situation to happen, for a particular event to occur, for things to work out a certain way, for this particular hardship or struggle that you're experiencing to end, or for this particular dynamic to change, or sometimes it's people, right? Sometimes we feel like we can so easily feel like we have to wait for someone else to behave a certain way or not behave a certain way in order for us to feel a certain way. And so this mantra is also very empowering in that way because it serves as a very good reminder that, you know what, whatever it is that you want to experience, whatever it is, however it is that you want to interpret your daily reality, right? Because that's really what we're doing. There's always elements, many, many elements at times of situations, circumstances, outcomes, experiences, results that we can't control. Sometimes it can feel like we can control nothing. But in reality, that is the one thing you can always control. You can always control your thoughts about it. You can always control your reactions to it. And you can also always control the way that you interpret it. So you can interpret things however you choose to interpret them. And so when we think about not having to sit and wait for someone to do something in order for us to behave a certain way, it really, I think, puts ownership where ownership belongs. And that is that you can't take responsibility for anyone else. And you also can't make anyone else do anything. You can try to suggest, you can request, you can ask, you can even try to manipulate. I don't necessarily recommend that, but you can. But at the end of the day, you can't control another person. And so, again, while that can feel kind of frustrating, the other side of the coin says, I don't have to rely on that other person doing anything in order to feel a particular way in my mind. And yes, I might wish that a particular person would behave a certain way, do a certain thing, not do a certain thing. Or I can wish and think to myself, wow, this sure would be easier if this situation wasn't this way, or if this wasn't what I was experiencing, if this isn't my reality, if this wasn't a challenge that I was facing, if this wasn't a limitation that I have in my life, would it be easier if those things weren't there? Yes, that could very well be true. But it is also true that you can change how you see any of those things. You can choose to what I do. I teach this in Accomplished Lifestyle, my coaching program, all the time. There is never all bad in one situation. There is always two sides to every coin, and it's not all bad. There is always something that you can see, if you choose to, that is on the positive side. One of my favorite things to ask myself is, how can I reframe this? And this is a really helpful question to ask yourself when something happens that you really don't like, when something hard happens, when there is a challenge, when there is an obstacle, and even when it feels like the deck is 100% stacked against you and things could initially feel hopeless. A great question to ask when you're feeling those things, especially to that extreme, is how can I reframe this? We might not be able to remove it. That might be what we'd like to do. And if you didn't hear my episode on RE words, you should listen to that one. So good. There are so many RE words, and I think they're so powerful. So you might not be able to remove something, but again, you can reframe it so that you're seeing it in a different way, so that your experience with it, instead of being an experience that is draining you, that is on the negative side of the equation, you can choose to reframe it to see something on the positive side. So today's mantra is, I take 100% responsibility for my experiences and results. This is your amazing life to live. You take responsibility for it. You take responsibility to make it be everything that you could choose it to be within the context of the reality that you are living in. That is what today's mantra is all about. Until we talk again, make it an intentional day. Powerful mantra, right? I just love mantras. I hope that you write these all down and you put them someplace where you can find them so that when you find yourself in a mindset that is not serving you, you can haul these mantras out and say, how can I work myself out of this mindset? Because that's really what mantras help you do, is they help you move from where your thoughts currently are in a way that is probably not struggling, serving you. It's actually causing you struggle and helping you get to a better mental space as a result of the mantra. That's what the mantra's role is. So in our next episode, we've got another guest episode, and I will be so excited to share this with you. We're going to be talking a little bit about time management and schedules, and I'll just leave the guest a mystery at this point. But make sure you tune in for the next episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast when we have one of our special guests. We'll talk then.